He composed for the stage and the radio, but quit the national radio broadcaster Rai when they wouldn't let him freelance on the side. Branching out on his own, he refused to let himself be distracted. One reason why he continued living in Trastevere, travelled little, and never bothered to learn to speak English. Hollywood, when it decided it wanted him, had to come to Rome. When his music came to him, it was fully formed. He would rise before dawn to write, composing at his desk on 12-staff paper with a pencil rather than experimentally at the piano. His wife, Maria Tavia, occasionally wrote the lyrics to his songs. He would play her his work, and only if she approved did he then show it to anyone else. A daily routine allowed him to experiment, first with Il Gruppo, an avant-garde free improvisation collective in Rome, for which he played the trumpet and the flute. But it was the soaring landscape of the cinema that allowed his composing to take flight. He liked using all the orchestra's resources in his arrangements. His musicians would often find themselves playing instruments that they had never played before, the military snare drum, the jaw harp, and, increasingly, the Fender Rhodes electronic piano. He wasn't showing off. Every note had a job to do. Changing one thing changed everything. In time, he came to realise that his approach to composing was like his favourite grandmaster Bobby Fischer's approach to playing chess, a series of sudden and surprising moves.